Got Your Back Podstream is brought to you by JL Financial Solutions. If you're an Albertan looking to plan your financial future, you want someone you can trust. Together with Sun Life's estate and financial planning services, JL Financial Solutions will develop a plan you can be confident in to grow and protect your wealth. Give Jonathan Lambert and his team a call at 780-733-0910. What's going on, folks? Welcome to Got Your Back, Between Games Edition. We are live from Florida. Oilers getting set to try and keep their season alive once again. Game 5 set to go tomorrow night. Coming at you from our mobile long shot studio in Fort Lauderdale. All Oilers game nights during the playoffs. All you can eat wings over at Long Shots. $25 a person. Check them out. That's Long Shots in Sherwood Park. Great spot to play some golf, watch some hockey, hang with some friends. Highly recommend you check out Long Shots. As always, our show is brought to you by our proud title sponsor, Sherwood Buick GMC. They're celebrating the Oilers making it to the Cup Final, offering a great deal on the Sierra 1500s. Get ready to drive away with the best deal in town. $450 a month, 24 months at 4.9% financing. Visit the crew at 10 Auto Mall Road or online at www.gmcpod.com. Rob Brown will be joining us next segment, but for now, we got Zuby at the controls, and we say hello to Jason Strudwick. Struddy, when I set up this shot, it was looking good behind me, buddy. We had beach, we had palm trees in the wind and everything, and I forgot that the sun goes down a little earlier here than it does there, so it's just blackness behind me.
Shorter days, but pleasant days, I'm sure, being on the beach.
Yeah, it was nice. Now, we just grabbed dinner, and we're right here in Fort Lauderdale. It's pretty cool, actually. We're about, like, the games are in Sunrise, so you know this, Strudy. You've been down here lots. There's a really nice strip where there's all kinds of cool restaurants and live music everywhere. It's really, it's the place to stay when you're coming down here. The players actually do stay in this area as well. This is definitely where a lot of the media chooses to stay, but Struds, this is a pretty special area, man. Nowhere near the hockey environment that it is back in Edmonton, but this Fort Lauderdale strip's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, I've been there quite a few times. It's pretty awesome. I like Florida. I actually prefer Florida to California, which might be controversial to some Canadians, but yeah, I like the vibe there better. I find it to be a little bit more relaxed than some parts of California.
Yeah, it's cool, man. And hottest.
Strudy, that'll win you some fans out in Ontario, because that's the Ontario crowd goes to Florida, the wet. The west, we go to Mexico. So you might win back some of your disgruntled Leaf fans by giving a shout-out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do. Toronto and New York is massive into Florida. I mean, I don't have to be a genius to spell that out. But yeah, it's just, I like that. I really like Florida. I find it really... I just like it. The humidity is a little tough, but I do like it there.
Yeah, pretty cool. Okay, so just to lay out the podcast for people tonight, Rob Brown's going to join us next. I'm just sticking around for one segment here. I was down at practice today, so we'll kind of go over everything that we saw down at Oilers Skate today, talk a little bit about what the Florida Panthers are saying, and kind of tee up the game for tomorrow. Then Brownie is going to hop in, and you and him are going to take it the rest of the way. A bit of a different format here for picking our clips. So for Take a Lap, we had Zuby go through and listen to all of the Oiler interviews today and pick the stuff that he found as a fan. Remember, he's like you folks. He's a voice of the fan. We had Zuby pick the stuff that he found most interesting. So we'll do that in our Take a Lap segment. We'll get Strutty's World and Brownie Points and the whole bit. So tons of show as we get set up for Game 5 tomorrow. So let's get to our breakdown, brought to you by Adrenaline Diesel, Edmonton's heavy-duty diesel truck repair shop. They perform services from oil changes to engine swaps, overhauls, modified engine work. The crew at Adrenaline Diesel are there to get your truck, the trailer in great shape like it's right out of the factory. Drop in or check them out at adrenalinediesel.ca is the website. Okay, Struds, so it was a travel day yesterday for the Oilers. Didn't skate, didn't do any media. Chris Knobloch had an availability. And then this morning, it was a full skate for the group. So everybody out there, I can tell you that Evander Kane was not on the ice. Darnell Nurse was. And all the lines, all the pairings, everything looked exactly the same. This wouldn't be surprising to us. No need to change the lineup at all, Struds, but a good energetic practice where, you know, Parker, our camera guy, was, you know, he said to me afterwards, there was a real effort they made to be loose, real effort, lots of smiles, lots of goofing off. I feel like in some ways that's just required considering the weight of the moment they're in.
Well, first off, let's talk about that press conference that Knobloch had yesterday. Which jail cell was he in? Now, he was literally, if you didn't see it, he was literally against a white wall, and it was kind of that Campbell's from down low. I was like, blink twice if you're being held hostage, Nobby.
You need help.
I'll come and get you. I'll come and save you.
Blink twice if Speck has taken you hostage and is just asking you questions.
It was awkward. Then there were some audio challenges by some of the reports, which I get. It isn't easy. Yeah. But I was like, that was – I'm sure he's happy it was over. Anyways, you're not changing the lines, right? You've had success, and we've seen this, and I've discussed it before. It takes him about 3-4 games to find the combination that he believes and that does have success for his team moving forward. So, you know, it's unfortunate for the guys on the outside looking in, but there's no way you're changing the Henrique line. You know, in the fourth line, they've been pretty effective, generally speaking, whoever's been on there. And then you've got Draisaitl with his line mates. The only thing that changes is the health of Evander Kane. And, you know, quite honestly, I don't know, you know, if Evander Kane comes back, you know, where does he go? Does he, like Nugent, Leon, and Holloway, I don't think you're touching that. Fogel, Hyman, Connor, you're not changing the third line.
Fourth line's ready.
Well, I was just going to say, McLeod out, he's in. I think that's ultimately the guy, even though McLeod scored last game, I think he'd be the guy that comes out.
Yeah, I could see that. Now, I don't know that Kane will be in next game. So I asked Chris Knobloch in the press conference, like, what are the chances that Evander Kane plays again in this series? And he can't remember exactly what he said. I think it was, he said, good. I think he qualified it as good, like, good, a good chance.
Yeah.
Did he say? I think he used the word good.
Yeah, I don't remember to be completely
honest. He might have been just trying to like not say no chance. Like he almost wanted to leave the door open a little bit to not give anything away. So I don't think it's imminent. You know, he didn't skate today. You know, hasn't been on the ice here for a little bit since the pregame skate, the day of game three, I want to say. So I don't think that an Evander Kane return to the lineup is necessarily imminent. I think that it'll be status quo for the game tomorrow. Okay. So one of the interesting interviews we did today was with Leon Draisaitl, Struds, you know, and he was really honest after the game the other night. You know, feels like there's another level for him. And all you gotta do is look at the numbers here. So he's got one goal in his last 9 games here in the playoffs. And I think he's got 5 points, 4 assists in that time as well. Like, that is not the pace we're normally used to seeing from Leon Draisaitl. So, and he's been really open and kind of willing to talk about it with the media about where his game is at. So we'll get to the Weiss Johnson soundbox early here. And let's hear Leon Draisaitl. Kind of interesting to hear him discuss his own game because it's not a question we have to ask him very often, Struts.
To keep the picture small, look at it. First period, first shift. Win your first battle and, you know, try to, you know, get off to a good start tomorrow.
It's seldom that we ever talk to you about you feeling like you need to be better. What are the areas of your game that you kind of dig into right away on a night to try and make sure?
I think it's just the way I'm skating, the way I'm moving. For me, it's all about, you know, being aggressive in how I play and, you know, have the confidence to, you know, push the puck up the ice and force defenders or forwards into tough reads. And, you know, I think I haven't done enough of that. And, yeah, like I said, tomorrow's a good chance for me to, you know, get back to that.
Struds, what do you decode from what he said there?
Well, skating, right? He's got to skate. That's, you know, that's something that I think we all agree on, that when he's skating, he's just a different player. And I think that the game opens up for him. And, you know, it's hard. It's like, I'm criticizing a really good player here as far as what he does, but I've noticed that when he's standing still making plays, he's not as effective. And we've seen that quite often. I wonder if there's not a tweak somewhere. Maybe he's got a sore body part. I don't know.
For sure.
They all do at this point. But when he's skating and because quite honestly, Shogger, I think he surprises players with his speed. You know, Connor, there's no surprise. You've seen him warm up. He's flying around. You know, Leon, he's a more he's fast, but he's more subtle. And I think it's more surprising when you see that guy hit full speed. So, you know, when he, you know, if I was him or I was his coach, I'd say, buddy, get your wheels going tomorrow. Get skate as much as you can. Get skating moving. When you get the puck on your stick, get skating right away. Because we've seen it do it so many times before. But, you know, the last little while here, we haven't seen it from him, Shogger.
Struds, I do wonder about the health thing. And it looks different to me than it did earlier in the playoffs. We all know he was dealing with a back issue earlier on in the playoffs, right? We all saw that take place. Now, we also saw him get absolutely blown up by Kyle Okposo, hop right back up and you know, like it didn't really even bother him that much. And in fact, I love the way he – did you see him pick his spot and get him back, Struds?
Yeah, I love
he
that.
He took that number, man. Yeah. Like, so he good. Took that number, and it's not like he crushed him, but he got him good. And then in the commercial break, they were John. So it looks to me as though the back has got itself sorted out with Draisaitl. I can't help but wonder if it isn't something a little bit more lower body, and here's why, Struds. You go to think back to Dylan Holloway's first goal. Leon Draisaitl gets that puck in motion at the offensive blue line. Now, he's not at full speed, but he's at maybe quarter speed, and he tries to accelerate past the defenseman. He normally has the power to do that all day long. His first three strides, there just wasn't much there. He knew he wasn't winning that race, so instead, he makes an all-world brilliant pass. But that right there, Struds, I looked at that and I went, okay, he doesn't have the jam in his foot, in his feet that he normally does. And he was forced to make that play, which was a brilliant one.
Yeah. And he has the ability, right, to do that. So if he isn't able to get skating for whatever reason, it makes sense to have fast wingers on his wings so that he, when he gets the puck, he can distribute it in that way. So at this time, then, if we're assuming that he's limited with his skating, having Perry beside him probably doesn't make sense because normally Leon would be considered a fast player. And now if he is limited skating-wise, he isn't considered a fast skater. So now you have two people that are a little bit limited with their skating on a line if you have those two together.
Yeah, I really like the changes that they made. And as we talked about the other night, I think it was probably a game late. But I think that's an important switch that's been made. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins onto Leon Draisaitl's wing. Dylan Holloway is going to play with all kinds of energy and speed and finishing checks on the other side. To me, Struds, it feels like they've settled into at least three lines that really make sense for this matchup.
They do. Well, three lines you're really comfortable with. That third line is really going in, and not that the fourth line isn't, but I mean, it's, you know, I'm guessing tomorrow they'll go to the four lines, and if things get tight, they'll probably go down to three lines and spot the other three guys in, to certain situations or certain moments. But yeah, this is kind of his norm. 3-4 games, he figures it out. So they figured it out after four games. Unfortunately, instead of being 2-2, they're down 3-1. So the chance to make a mistake here is just not there. If someone critical has an off game or a critical part of the game is an off game, it's going to be pretty tough to get to game seven, which I need you to win this bad boy.
Yeah, the margin for error now, boy. There's Zuby, let's do the – yeah, well, I know. Zuby, let's do the poll right now because I actually really like the options that you put in there. So let's get to our DeBoer's Golf Shop and Fitting Center YouTube poll. Aiming to help you play better golf with golf fitting instruction, after-sales support, merchandise, and clothing. Celebrating 25 years, check out their pro shop-style atmosphere located at 5311 99th Street. Zuby, I really like the question you put up there for everybody. Why don't you run us through it?
Yeah, so we said, if you could guarantee one of these things in Game 5 for the Oilers, which would it be? An Oilers 5-on-4 power play goal, Skinner looking sharp, Draisaitl finds Twine, or an excellent first period. Yeah, well,
I like it.
What jumps off the page for you? And of course, we could have guaranteed much bigger things. We tried to put them all kind of in the same. We could have said,
yeah. But you got to pick one, right?
Matthew Tkachuk gets kidnapped before the game, or Bobrovsky or whatever. we weren't going to go that direction, but what's your guys' initial reaction to those?
Strutty, what do you think there?
I'm going with Skinner. I think the Skinner is kind of, we've seen this, right? The kind of the second half of a series. We saw it against Vancouver. I thought that he got stronger as the Dallas series went on. And I expect the same from him here. He kind of finds a comfort level. So I'm going to go with Stu Skinner.
Yeah, I'm with you, Struds. Here's why. I think the Florida Panthers are going to play their best game of the series tomorrow. I think the moment got to them a little bit in Edmonton, and we'll get to this a little bit here. Having the cup in the building for the first time, having the families there, like that's a new thing for them. And I'm not even like criticizing them. It's just, it's new for that group. You know, the first time the Oilers have a chance to win it, who knows, you know, what they'll look like and what they'll do. I think that moment got the better of them a little bit, guys. And I think that they're poised to probably handle that moment a little bit better. Zuby, which are you picking, bud? And then we'll get to the final results later.
I mean, you need a little bit of all these things probably, but I want to see a good first period. I do. We didn't go into detail on that, but I think if they could get one or two early, when you think about 8 goals last game, the last 2 goals in game 3 in the third period, that maybe they can creep a little bit more doubt in there that, holy, you know, these guys are scoring at will on us. Doesn't matter who's in the net or whatever. So I feel like that first period is going to be super important. So that would be my my wish.
Well said.
Yeah.
Thanks, that makes sense. And then it's been 10 goals, right? In the last 4 periods, they've scored. But before that, they barely scored at all. So it's, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see which team, you know, which group shows up for each group. And I like that first, I hadn't really thought about that. I like that first period as a measuring stick, Zub.
Yeah, 100%. Be interesting to see. Struds, let's go over a little bit. And by the way, some complaints on the stream about my audio. I'm not sure what's going on there. Maybe the AirPod isn't quite working. Somebody asked if I was in a bathroom. Somebody is pissed at us for starting at dinner time. Earliest pod and got your back history, says Jacob. MB says, please use a mic. Sneaky pod, notifications required. Come on, Shane. You got notifications. We sent a tweet.
It was on Twitter.
I'll only be here for the first segment. Yeah, it was on Twitter. I'll only be here for the first segment, and then Brownie will hop in with that amazing mic of his.
And Shane usually retweets. Shane usually retweets that we got the upcoming show. So I guess he missed it tonight. And I have to laugh about your audio because they hate I feel like we hate the other ones more with rubbing against your collar. This might sound like you're in a bathroom, but it's very consistent.
Okay,
I'm gonna fix it up, and I'll enhance it for the audio version too online, so those people won't even know what we're talking about.
All right, good stuff, Struds. Let's talk a little bit about the Panthers' potential lineup change for them. What do you think?
Well, listen, I mean, I was trying to read from afar what they're going on. It doesn't sound like their top 3 lines will change. They're talking about maybe bringing Ryan Lomberg. Now, if you're not familiar with Ryan Lomberg, he's an energizer player, hits physical. He might be a guy that brings some energy, maybe change the dynamic a little bit in the room. I'm guessing I know a coach who coached him. They loved him. He said everyone loved this guy in the room. So not that they don't like the other guys on that line, but I just wonder if that's not the dynamic. But I wouldn't consider it a massive change, right? Their top 3 lines will continue to be the same as they had been.
The dynamic that also shifts here, Struds, is last change. Like Chris Knobloch did a good job getting Adam Henrique out there quite a bit against Barkov. I think he played as much as any forward against him. And that changes here. I asked Knobloch about that today. I mean, he agrees that Henrique did a really good job against him. They expect McDavid to get a ton of Barkov here in this game. But this will be the first time where the Panthers have that matchup that they can get. But there's a little more strength on Draisaitl's line, which is why I like this change that they've made, you know. Barkov and Forsling are the two kind of shutdown weapons that they have, and now there's just a little more oomph on Draisaitl's line, and I think that helps them on the road distributing it like that.
It makes a lot of sense. And listen, you know, you if you're the Panthers, you got to be recognized that Henrique line, like they're a force. Like I'm not going to compare him to Barkov or to McDavid's line, but they are having success as a line, right? They're scoring, they're having offensive time in the offensive zone. Like they're making a difference. So, you know, you have to, you know, it's not a McDavid or Draisaitl game plan, but you have to be more than aware of them, right? It's not just like in passing. And by the way, there's this line. I think that it's, you know, if you are the big guy being Knobloch, you'll put any one of those three lines against anybody out there. I think they should feel comfortable with that. And we saw that with the way he played Henrik's line. So I think that makes a difference on the Panthers as well. So now it's maybe down to one line. You're maybe trying to at times get Barkov out against or Bennett's line.
You know who we haven't talked much about? Matthew Tkachuk. Like, he has really kind of yet to check in a significant way in this series. I mean, the most we talked about him was from punching Connor McDavid in the face a few times. Now, he's not skating on off days and, you know, potentially an injury there or whatever, but he hasn't really made a mark yet.
He hasn't, and that is a good thing for, I suppose, the Oilers, a bad thing for Florida, but he can always find a way. Like, he can find a way into a series. And I honestly was looking forward to seeing Kane and Tkachuk go at it, like kind of chirping each other and going at it, but we really haven't seen it at all. Both are probably, well, one's limited by injuries, and I'm just guessing Tkachuk probably has something maybe going on with him because he hasn't, you know, really even had a lot of good chances that I remember now. So, unfortunately, the hockey world has lost out on those two going at it because of what I'm guessing is for sure an injury. There may be one on the other side as well.
Yeah, for sure. The Panthers did talk today a little bit about the fact that the Cup was in the building, and yeah, it was a little bit different for them. I would expect their best game, Struds. Like, I really think that the Panthers are here for a reason, right? They're a good team, and they've got to be frustrated with what ended up happening the other night. And all this stuff about 8-1 versus 2-1 doesn't matter. I'm honestly not really buying that. I think when you get smoke-showed like that, it feels different than if it were to have been a much closer game. So I think the Oilers are going to be in one here. And that's why, you know, we picked Stuart Skinner being really good early as critical. But I think that the Panthers are really going to bring some heat.
We saw that in game two. The other three games, you could say the case the Oilers could have and should have and did win those games. Yeah. So if that group from the game two shows up and the Oilers aren't able to kind of get going, that is going to be a very good night perhaps for Panthers fans.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, listen, that's going to be a wrap on this segment. Rob Brown is ready to go. I'm going to let you two take it and run with it. We do see all the comments on the stream too. Lots of conversation out there about Leon Draisaitl and his contract, and understandably so, and what the future looks like for him and McDavid and Bouchard and all that kind of stuff. That's a really big, important conversation, and absolutely we're going to have it on the show. I would say, you know, let's see how things play out. And when the season is done, when the final game is played, I think that's the time where we dig into it in a really significant way. But we'll leave her be for now, and we'll dive into that when the time is appropriate, Struds, because that'll be a big, long conversation, buddy.
No, I think that makes sense. So you dive, you jump out, and we're going to get to the relentless player here, buddy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, I'll do a couple of things. We'll bring it home, buddy.
Good. You're taking charge. I love it. You're taking charge. Yeah. Okay, we'll chat with you after the game.
Get some rest. All right, bud. Talk to you later. All right. Shocker's out. We got Rob Brown in. Brownie, we got you, big guy. There he is. I can see you. So lots we're going to get to. So just so you know, we've kind of talked a little bit about what Florida's doing, perhaps with their lines or not doing their lines and where the Oilers are at. But let's just get to the relentless player right now. And I think maybe what we'll do here in this, we'll look ahead to who has to be that player for the Oilers to have success. So the relentless player is brought to you by UCanU Services. If you're looking to hire entry-level staff for your company, UCanU Services trains youth and pre-employment skills to help get them ready, willing, and able to join your team. Check out www.ucan.ca for more information. So again, let's look at who needs to be the relentless player looking ahead for this game. And I'm going to go with one that I don't think this is brand new. His name is Darnell Nurse. I think that Darnell needs to come in there and assert himself physically. I think scoring the goal, you know, I'm sure that'll help the confidence. But I think he needs to come out and be the alpha male on that ice, pushing people around, clearing the front of the net, quick plays up the ice. You know, you don't have to carry the puck up, but follow that play up like he did the other day. That's when he's at his best. When he gives the puck up, follows it up, and gets it back. So I think if he's the relentless player tomorrow night, we're talking about an Oilers win, Brownie.
I like that, and I think you saw the alpha male in him last game. I mean, the big hit, to start the game on yeah. Bennett, that there was a fear that it was going to be five, but he was setting the tone. And I thought he was physical. He was mean. He was nasty. All the things that Darnell Nurse has to be. I like that, but to me, it would be Leon. You got Connor going now. You've got the role players going now. If you can get Leon going and his line mates and he has a big night, it's going to be hard-pressed for the Florida Panthers to be able to match that. So I think Darnell is a great, relentless player, but I also will throw Leon in that mix. The Edmonton Oilers, they got a chance to do something pretty special, and I think they realize that in the dressing room.
100%. All right, that was our relentless player. Let's pause here. When we come back, we're going to takeaways. We're going to talk about, kind of go by the three lines, Brownie, and the fourth one a bit, but for sure the three lines, and what a good game looks for them like tomorrow.
The fastest growing male grooming company on the planet just got even better. Backscape 2.0 with a revolutionary friction fit handle makes the razor easy to pop in and out to shave not only your back, but anywhere on your body. And those hard to reach spots just got even easier with the new ergonomic design. Backscape's new titanium shave head makes for a smoother, more comfortable shave that respects your skin. Backscape 2.0. Stay smooth, gentlemen.
On paper, my life looks exciting.
In reality, not so much.
Every day, it's same old, same old.
Clock in, clock out.
Then I discovered Play Alberta. I can play casino games anytime.
Bet on any game.
And buy lottery tickets anywhere in Alberta. I think my spleen is ruptured.
All right, time to get takeaways brought to you by our good buddies at Martin Motorsports. Whether it's on land, on water, on road, begin your adventure with Martin Motorsports. Stop in today to view their full selection of quads, side-by-sides, towboats, pontoons, fishing boats, Sea-Doos, motorcycles, e-bikes, apparel, accessories, and more. Visit them at their two Edmonton locations on the West End and the South Side. Kay Brownie, what does a good game look like for, let's start with the top line. McDavid, we're going to guess it's the same. Fogle and, of course, Zach Hyman.
Tilting the ice and production. I think at times we've seen the McDavid line tilt the ice but didn't get the production at the end of the night. This is a top-heavy team. They've gotten scoring from their role players, but they need a big night from McDavid and Hyman. Hyman was better in game four, but he's goalless in this series. He had 55, 57, whatever he had during the regular season. I think that they need a couple goals out of their top line in game five.
Yeah, I love that. I think that with Hyman and Fogle, it's getting inside the dots and driving that net, right? I mean, Connor, let's leave him out of this conversation because he's going to do what he does. But Hyman and Fogle need to penetrate the middle of the dots. When they lost game two, the Oilers played on the outside for the most part, right? They got to penetrate, make life uncomfortable by Bobrovsky falling on and whatever the case may be. So I think for the top line, I'm looking at the wingers to penetrate the defensive structure of the Panthers. All right, line number two. We've got Leon, we've got Nuge, move down or move to that line. Move down is probably a bit unfair. And then Dylan Holloway. What do you see from there, Brownie?
I want to see an angry line. I like when Leon plays angry, when he plays a little nasty. I think we've seen Holloway has the ability to play with edge, with a little meanness, a little nastiness. And Nugent Hopkins, we just need him to continue to find areas in the open. Get open for Leon. Leon needs someone to finish for him. I think we've seen that a lot. And I think Leon would love for someone to set the plate for him. I mean, Leon has not had in this playoffs someone that's gotten him the puck in a situation where he can put the puck in the net. So I like to see out of Leon and Holloway a little bit of anger, a little bit of meanness. And I want to see RNH maybe create a little bit offensively and allow Leon maybe to have that one time or that open shot. So I want RNH to create in this game.
Yeah, I like that one. I'm going to go with speed from the wingers. It's a theme for me. Wingers, I need those guys flying up the ice. I thought last game, the wingers for the Oilers did a good job backing off the wall a little bit or coming down closer to the goal line to not allow those D-men to pinch from Florida so easily. But the other guy was gone. And then, you know, even when Holloway scored, he was well behind the play, skated as hard as he could to get up that ice. So I want to see just speed, whether it's through their neutral zone, attacking their blue line, or getting on the forecheck from those two wingers. I think that'd be massive for the Oilers. The third line, the line that I've dubbed the best line of the last two games, Henrik, Connor Brown, and, of course, the janitor. I'm not sure if that's his real nickname, but I love it. Brownie, what have you got for that line?
The same. Honestly, just be the same. They've been awesome. Fantastic. 5-on-5, shorthanded. Janmark and Brown have given this team a spark. I don't know about you, but every time Janmark smiles with no teeth in his face, it just makes me happy. I'm like, he's just giggling at the other team. So I just want that line. And I agree, that line has been their best 5-on-5 line. I think Henrik, Janmark, and Brown all have a very good defensive conscience. They don't give anything up. They are always on the proper side defensively. Yet when there's a chance, Janmark and Brown are faster, I think, than the Panthers are expecting.
Yeah.
They've created chances. So in all honesty, just be the same as what they have been, because they've been the most consistent of the lines for the Oilers over the last few days.
Yeah, I love that. And I the reason I've been going with what, you know, the first two group, I said the first group needs to penetrate. Second line's got to use speed on the wing. These guys have been doing both that. They've both been in getting inside the dots and also using their speed, which I agree is a bit underrated, I think, mm-hmm. prior to the series, especially Connor Brown, when we see him with the way he's skating. So I think, just like you said, more the same and bring that energy. You know, they have to say, you know, in their mind, we've got to be the most effective line here for the Oilers tonight. If they do that and the other two kind of reach their goals, they got a chance there to have a really successful game with those three lines. And no disrespect to the fourth line, but I'm guessing tomorrow, it's going to be a little closer. I think we'll see more of the top three lines, Brownie. Fair or unfair?
I think that's fair. I think especially with the way that the series goes now, with an extra day between games, you can extend guys' minutes. Both teams last game were able to play a lot of players, more minutes than usual because of the score. I think the top three lines will be relied on heavily. The fourth line, when they get their chance, keep the momentum going. Don't get bogged down. The Florida's fourth line is a big physical line. Lombard might be next game. He plays with a bit of nastiness. He runs around out there. Don't get caught up in it, but keep momentum going in the right direction. If you're the fourth line, you do not want to lose momentum when you're on the ice. So I think that's something that the fourth line has to look forward to the next game.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. When you look at the D, I think the goalie, we know what he has to do. Which D to you has to be, you know, not raise their game, but which group, which six, the D, do you think can maybe hit another level in their play?
Ekholm and Bouchard. I really do. I do. I think Kulak's been fine. I think CeCe's been much more unnoticeable. And when you are defensive defenseman, you don't want to be noticed. I think Nurse played with some edge last game. They need that. Broberg's been excellent. I think Bouchard and Ekholm, I think they have another level to get to. Ekholm has been beat twice on 2-on-1s in this series where guys have gone by him. I think he's had a little bit extra rest. I think Bouchard is eventually going to get a puck that finds the back of the net. So I think that's line. Not that they've been bad. Nothing, not coming anywhere close to saying that. But I do believe they have another level to get to. And I don't think the Florida Panthers have seen the best of Bouchard and Ekholm yet.
Yeah, I mean, if those guys have another level, that's going to be pretty crazy, especially with Nurse coming on or asserting himself on the ice. Okay, that was takeaways. Let's pause here. When we come back, we'll get into the world of Brownie points and Strutty's world. A pretty crazy day in Strutty's world as far as this is actually a hockey one. This isn't about any issues peeing. Let's get to that right away.
For over 60 years, Belvedere Golf and Country Club has been delivering a high-quality golf experience to Edmonton and area. This beautiful private club, located on Highway 21 just south of Sherwood Park, occupies 160 acres and presents a challenging yet adventurous 18-hole design. A beautiful clubhouse, fully stocked pro shop, and warm, friendly staff truly make it feel like you belong to something unique and special. Visit www.belvederegcc.com. Okay, heroes, are you trying to tough it out through a sports or life injury right now? Trying to prove your mettle by grinding through, gritting your teeth? Well, Redefined Health is here to say it's time to come on in. At Redefined Health, they'll high-five you for your toughness and then get to work on helping you fix the problem. Helping athletes and heroes find better balance, performance, and injury prevention. Visit RedefinedHealth.com.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
Love this music.
Mm-hmm.
Time for Brownie Points, brought to you by Hamel's Premium Jerky. If you're looking for a snack to bring to the next watch party, look no further than Hamel's Beef Jerky. For the remainder of the playoff run, $99 for 3 pounds of jerky with free shipping. Shipping to you anywhere in Alberta, hop on albertajerky.com to order yours and enter the code GOTYOURBACK for an additional 5% off. And man, it is good. Mm-hmm. Brownie, what do you got for us today? What kind of brownies are you serving up today?
Well, it's a small one. It's a short one. We haven't had hockey for a little while, but let's go with, I got three main ones tonight. Let's start with four. I got four brownie points for Bryce DeChambeau. I'm a Rory McIlroy fan. I'm a huge McIlroy fan. It crushed me. Crushed me when his putt just went to the right on the 18th, yesterday at the U.S. Open. But Bryce DeChambeau, to get a par from the places that he was on the 18th hole to win, to steal the U.S. Open. I've never been a fan of him, but I got mucho respect for what he did on 18. So four big brownie points for DeChambeau. I've got 1,942 brownie points to the Edmonton Oilers. The last time a team came from 03 in the Stanley Cup Finals was 1942. So I'm giving them all the points they can possibly get, hoping that they can make a little magic happen. So the Edmonton Oilers, 1,942 points. And the last one, I got three brownie points to the Edmonton Oilers fans. If you go back over the season, Strud, and after the Oilers lose to Vegas, or first day of training camp, or after the Oilers lose to San Jose, or when they fired their coach, or any time between now and then, Vancouver series, Dallas series, if someone would have said to an Oilers fan, your team is only three wins away from winning a Stanley Cup, you would have taken it. And that is a true fact right now. Don't look at it's a 1-3 record right now. The Edmonton Oilers right now are three wins away from winning a Stanley Cup. I think that's a pretty good position that at times this season, you would have jumped all over. So the Edmonton Oilers fans out there, three big brownie points, three wins. That's all the Edmonton Oilers need for a Stanley Cup championship.
Yeah, you know, the fans have been incredible. And and there are amazing fans here. When I played it, I knew it. We had some dark days and they were always cheering us on. You know, and I'm sure they're ripping us in private, but it was a lot of fun. And I just selfishly from Edmonton, I want the fans to win. I want this win for the fans. And every community would want that for themselves. But I just would love for the fans to get this one. They've been amazing. And I think we've all enjoyed this ride, whether you're a member of the team, in any way, or a fan or a member of the media, like we are. I've loved this ride. I'm not going to lie. I've enjoyed it. It's been fun going to games, the city buzzing, all hell breaking loose. Even today I went for a bit of a bike ride. And there's cars everywhere and signage on people's yards. It's just been a lot of fun to be a part of this bad boy.
It has. I tell you, it was, and I said it the other night, it was a carnival downtown after the game. It was Studio 99, where we do our 6:30 Ched show. It's never been that busy. And I've been there 18 years. We've been with the team now. There was a lineup getting in, just the whole downtown, the whole vibe. It is just incredible. You just don't want it to end. So I don't know what happens tomorrow night or going forward. But to me, have belief, because was it Monday? If the Oilers go to game 7, I want to be one of those people that said, I knew they'd get here. Yeah. I knew they'd get to game 7. So yeah, let's keep it alive. Keep it going.
A very special, special story to be written for sure. Not going to be easy, but that's what makes it worth it. All right, let's get into Strutty's World.
All right, Strutty's World this evening is brought to you by DLR Vinyl Products with locations in Calgary and Edmonton. If you're a contracting business or contractor, let DLR help you add vinyl fence to your product line. Reliable, unmatched service with high-quality North American-made products. Visit DLRVinylProducts.ca. Strutty, where are we going tonight?
There are some jobs that you're excited to take, and I think being an NHL coach is amazing. I have 32 of them. But I think sometimes there's no chance. So if you remember, it was a little over a year ago, Mike Babcock was hired as a coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets. He came in there And then there was the whole thing about him looking at people's phones and the invasion of privacy, basically. So he was fired. So they brought in assistant coach Pascal Vincent, who'd been the assistant coach there for a couple of years, I think since 2021 or something. And you know, he got a hold of that team was reeling before the season even started, because they had one coach, then they had another, and then he was benching guys pretty early on. There was some of the comments he made. Patrick Laine goes down. Like, it was just, it was, the season was a complete disaster. The GM gets fired, new GM comes in, Don Waddell. Today, he thanks Pascal Vincent for his effort and wished him nothing more and says he's a good coach, but he's fired. He's out. That was the easiest one. If I could have bet money on that one, I would have bet that guy was getting fired. There was no chance that was going to be the start of the Waddell time, was with that young, a youngish coach. So Brownie and Zoobs, I felt so bad for this guy because he was just a placeholder, absolute placeholder in that Columbus Blue Jacket coach's seat. And now he's gone. Does he get another chance to coach? I think it would be unlikely. He'll be an assistant coach, but I doubt he gets back in the head coaching spot.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do. And it would be how long has been the season? It's been 2 months since the season ended. And it's one of those ones, yeah, I'm probably going to get fired. There's nothing I could do. I can't apply anywhere else because they haven't fired me yet. Got to wait for a new GM. Yeah. It would have been a long 2 months for him. And again, but it's funny. There are success stories. What's the coach's name again in Colorado?
Jay.
No, Bednar.
Bednar.
Yeah. Jay Bednar. I mean, the exact same situation where Patrick Waugh leaves right before the season. Okay, yeah. Bring this Bednar in. Well, yeah. Bednar's gone on and won a Stanley Cup and things have worked out well.
Yeah, fair point, yeah.
But he had Nathan MacKinnon and Mikko Rantanen. Yeah. In Columbus, they didn't have those players. Yeah, I agree. I think Vincent's going to be an assistant coach somewhere. But it would have been, being a National Hockey League head coach, even the successful ones, your tenure is very short. You rent, you don't buy in these cities, but it's tough for him. But Don Waddell is coming in. He's going to bring his own coach and he's going to put his own stamp on that team.
I guarantee he's not going to Joe Quenneville. He doesn't want something to come unraveled, right? Like, not that Joel's a bad coach, but it's like he's got to get this right. Yes. And someone with nothing, they come back and get them. So Pascal Vincent, 52 years old, buddy, you enjoyed that 1 year there, but it was a long year for him for sure. All right, let's duck out here, guys. When we come back, we're gonna go take a lap. We'll do a little differently. Zuby's in control. He's got a bunch of quotes from various players. We'll listen to a few of them, talk about what they're doing. And then Brownie will check out. He's got to go and do his 10-mile walk. We'll get into all the answers to the questions you have for Ask Us Anything. Then we'll sign off and be ready for a night's sleep before game 5.
Spring is here, and if you're thinking of buying a new home during the housing market hot period, contacting a mortgage broker should be your first step. Maria Gallas with Maximo Mortgages can guide you with a stress-free experience. With access to dozens of different lenders, Maria's simplistic approach and expert advice will have you ready to put an offer in on your dream home. Take the stress out of your mortgage journey. Contact Maria Gallas at mortgagesbymaria.ca. That's mortgagesbymaria.ca.
The Brindley family has made it their mission to create the best tasting flavored rums on the planet, and they've knocked it out of the park with their Shipwreck rums. Brewed off the small Caribbean island of St. Kitts, their spiced rum is aged 4 years in bourbon barrels and infused with natural vanilla. Their Shipwreck vanilla is blended with natural Madagascar vanilla, giving it incredible smoothness. One sip and you'll agree, it truly is a vacation in a bottle. Available at your local liquor retailer. Please enjoy responsibly.
Long Shots Golf is the destination for both golf enthusiasts and sports fans. Top-of-the-line TrackMan simulators provide a highly entertaining and accurate golf experience, while a full-service sports bar loaded with big screens and scratch kitchen make it a truly unique destination. They have locations in Sherwood Park in Edmonton. Experience the best indoor golf and sports bar in town. Visit longshots.ca. That's longshots with a Z.ca.
Let's take a lap, brought to you by our good buddies at Backscape, the fastest growing male grooming company on the planet. Just got even better. engineered for back shaving, the new Friction Fit Handle allows you to effortlessly snap the shaver in and out to touch up the rest of your body. Go to backscape.com and use promo code GYB10 for 10% off your first order on any of the kits on their website. Stay smooth, gentlemen. So in this take a lap today, a little bit different. Zuby's got a couple clips he's going to play. We're going to talk about them from players on the team. Zuby, you take over, you old dog.
Yes, sir. I'm just setting a couple things up here. Okay, let's go. Let's go first to the coach, actually. And sort of the question that was posed to him, this clip's a little bit longer, it's about a minute long, was talking to him about what he's been doing to help keep the team's confidence up.
There's very little work for me to keep the confidence high with this team. They feel good. They know things, like I said, their backs have been skinned the wall. They've been counted out. Others have said, they're done. They're not that good. It's over. Whether that was in November or throughout the playoff series, whatever it is. And then they just play. So they've been told it's over and you're not that good. And it's just, it doesn't mean anything to them. So right now you got a bunch of guys who've seen hard times and have persevered, come up through those struggles. And we're just having a lot of fun with it right now. So hopefully we can continue this on for another 8 days. That's the mindset.
I like what he's saying there, and I have true belief in what he says. I don't think this is an Oilers team that lacks confidence. I do believe this is an Oilers team that believes they're going to win the series still. And they believe that after game three. And they have a right to do it because every time they've had their back against the wall in this playoff or faced elimination or they faced a game after the night before, the game before the opposition was much better, they've responded. And they've all of them have, from goaltending through their better defense through their top players, role players, they've all responded in a positive light. And we saw that again in game four. So Knobloch knows what his team has. He's got a very good he's got his finger on the pulse of them. So I think Knobloch's right. There's not much I have to do. I just got to give them a game plan. And this team has done a very good job of following the game plan that Knobloch's put out for them.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Okay, what's up next, Zoops?
Let's go to Stu Skinner. Someone was asked him about the reset that came during the Vancouver series. And I thought he gave a really, really detailed and interesting answer on that.
I think what happened in Vancouver did a number of things to me. I think it pissed me off, first and foremost. I also was able to get some time to myself, just get a reset, kind of calm things down and work on my game. I was able to get a couple practices in. And after that, I just really wanted to, you know, obviously be the guy to help my team win. It really sucked. You know, being on the bench and seeing what happened. And that just really pushed me to find my game and do absolutely everything I can, no matter what happens, just to fight my way and to give the team a chance to win every night. So bringing that forward into Dallas and then obviously bringing it forward to today. But yeah, going through something like that, it's funny. In the moment, it seems like the worst thing ever. And then a couple weeks later, you look back on it and you're just nothing but grateful and thankful for that moment.
It also helps when you win that series. I remember saying at the time, though, that we've seen a lot of emotion we've seen a very level, even-keeled Stu Skinner, but we never saw him pissed off. And I'm glad to hear that he was pissed off because I do think sometimes that's an okay reaction. Like, not pissed off as you're going to go chop the ref's leg off, but pissed off and saying, I'm out here, I'm better than I've shown, and this is my net. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to raise my team up here. So, I feel really comfortable with how he's going to play the rest of the series, mm-hmm. whether it's one or three. I feel comfortable with what he's going to do because he's played, you know, he's been there through all these things. And let's keep in mind, this is a young goalie still learning. You know, this will be now, what, Brown? He has seventh playoff series. He's been in 2 years. Yeah. And he wasn't even supposed to be the starting goalie. Going back 2 years to training camp, he was supposed to be a backup to Sir Jack Campbell.
Yeah, no, you're right. He's been put in a position that he wasn't supposed to be in. Yeah. And to think that, year one, he lost to the Stanley Cup champions. In year two, he's in the Stanley Cup finals. So he's got a pretty good track record. So I think Stuart Skinner has proven that he can play in the big games. And Well, he's got three more big games ahead of him, and I agree with you. I have full confidence that he'll play well.
Either he's going to lose his Stanley Cup champions twice, or he's going to lose once and win once.
100%.
Which is crazy. All right, Brownie, get out of here. You got a full day of coverage tomorrow, obviously, on 6:30, Ched, and then you've got our pod after. So I think we're going to be talking about another game here in Edmonton. Maybe that's my heart more than my head picking it. I hope we get to hear some more.
So do I. I don't want this thing to end.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, get out of here and get some rest, you old dog.
All right. See you guys.
See you, Brownie.
Rob Brown, out. Let's get to now Ask Us Anything. This is where we hear from you. Brought to you by the Shock of the Park, Rene Bouclain of Maxwell Devonshire Realty. Voted number one individual agent for 2 years in a row. You'll see why when you see your commitment to providing our clients with professional services, skilled negotiation, experience, and knowledge of the Short Park, Edmonton, and surrounding areas. Call Rene at 780-994-0280. Before we get to that, love people watching it. We love you all, you know, telling your friends and telling you that you're enjoying what you're listening to and the insight provide. But if you're on the YouTube stream right now, pump up the like button. There's the thumbs up. Hit that, get that up and go and tell a friend about what you get to listen to here, because we love sharing our insight with you. Zoo, what do you got, buddy?
Let's wrap up the poll real quick. So, sure. The poll was, if you could guarantee one thing for the Oilers in Game 5, what would it be? It was very close. The winner, though, was you and Shogger. You guys said Skinner looked sharp, 32%. 26% of folks wanted Draisaitl to find the twine. 23% hoping for an excellent first period. And 17% for the Oilers' 5-on-4 power play goal. So not as much people putting stock in that power play goal, but pretty tight across the other ones. Okay, let's get into some stranger said McDavid played a really good defensive game in Game 4. Would like to see Leon do the same. Do you think for him the offense might start in the defense? Do you think that could be a key for his game?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you know, generally speaking, whatever type of player you are, and especially offensive, if you're not able to score or it's not going in the net for you, you don't want to give up at the other end because of things that you do or don't do. So, you know, if he isn't feeling it offensively, or is there an issue with an injury, which I'm sure many players have, I think it's a good opportunity for him to really lock down his own end and then get up the ice and feed it as he can. But maybe that's one way he can approach and say, I'm not going to get scored on tonight. And I'm going to go play in there and win as much as possible with my two line eights.
Rip City Step says Barkov happy to get home so Maurice can hide him from Brown and Janmark. Do you think matchups are, you know, we haven't talked a ton about matchups in this series, but we've talked more about Barkov defending. But do you think matchups are going to change, could change the balance a little bit tomorrow night?
I think it does make a difference. Obviously, you get the people out against who you want to be out. And I didn't feel like there was a bunch of hard matching. So I don't think anyone's going out of their way to get the perfect matchup. I think that the top three lines can play, any of those lines can play against anyone. You know, you look at the centers on those six centers are really good, really good centers across the board. So you're comfortable with that. But, you know, the odd time, like we saw the Oilers, I want to say that, I forget how, but Connor or Lee, I think it was maybe Connor's line, ended up out against the fourth line and they scored against that line. So those has to happen once around or once around, once a game. So if there's an icing by the fourth line, you roll out your big line and hopefully you get a chance to capitalize on that. But I think the top three lines, I don't think it really makes a difference. You know, at least as far as those where you get an advantage.
Right. This was kind of an interesting thought. Ian Patterson says bottom six has to generate shots so Bobrovsky doesn't get a chance to recover. Do you think that's important for them to keep in the flow, to keep putting some pucks on net?
100%. So you look at the last game, they were putting pucks in net, but also more importantly, getting bodies there. Think about the first goal. Connor Brown drives the puck wide. Who's standing right in the blue paint? Janmark. And you need to get right in that area. So, you know, you go back to what I originally talked about, the wingers and the top three lines, get inside the dots, drive that blue paint and make life uncomfortable for Bobrovsky. But when you do that, if you see that, the puck carrier's got to get the puck there as well. They cannot get there. There are no, should be no wasted opportunities of getting the puck to net when there's a body going there, because you never know who it's going to go off. Think about the goal Broberg scored. It was going wide, but because a player drove the net, I can't remember who that was. Was it maybe Perry? Anyways, it doesn't matter.
It was Perry driving, but I think it went off the Florida player.
It did. But you've got to go right there, and then pucks. So I, you know, if they get a lot of bodies to the net and then follow it up with pucks, I like the chance of unsettling any goalie, not even one as top notch as Bobrovsky.
Yeah, certainly that's what the bottom six can, like you said, even if the shots aren't great, if you can muck it up on top of the crease and get him a little off his game, without a doubt, that can pay dividends. Nick Biscupec said, pretty good to have two of the big dogs due for a big game. So you got Leon, we talked about Hyman, a couple of guys who we get a lot of goals from, who we haven't seen a lot of goals from lately. Is due factor, is that, I mean, probably the Panthers would say the same thing about Tkachuk because he hasn't really contributed that much offensively. But do you feel like due factor is, and with the 5-on-4 power play as well, is there anything good there for the Oilers thinking that that's going to happen for those guys?
Yeah, so I think there's so much talent in those three players, Tkachuk, Drysdale, and Hyman. You can't stop them forever. You know, they don't just drop off a cliff game like whatever, 21 of the playoffs, right? Like they're elite players. They're going to find a way to get on the score sheet, even if they are nicked up or injured, whatever the case, they're going to find a way. So yes, eventually, if this goes seven games, those three will factor in offensively, or I'd be surprised if at least two of the three didn't in this series.
Okay. Penner's Pancake said, I thought this was interesting. He said, Holloway, someone must have been talking about this. Penner's Pancake said, Holloway does remind me of Taylor Hall. He skates like him too. I think that's an interesting, you know, it's not the same pedigree maybe, right, but I think that's an interesting comparison. Do you?
Big and strong and powerful. Not the hands that Taylor Hall has, but doesn't mean he can't work on him. Look at Hyman, the way he's figured it out and how he can score. But if I'm, you know, again, this is off-season talk. If I'm him, I'm going to try to work on my hands and getting, you know, pucks in and around the net, up around there, knowing that I'm going to get chances probably to play with Connor Leon next year.
Okay, last one. Davin said, Connor Brown looks like he's skating around toddlers. He's seeing ones and zeros out there. You guys touched on it a little bit, but is this, certainly this feels like the best version of Connor Brown we've seen all year. Would you agree?
He's taken abuse all year and the contract, and it's just been, you know, really tough for him. But he has found his legs, his motor, right? His motor's going. And what I always liked about him when I watched him play was his motor. He just keeps going and attacking and skating and getting on it. And now he's got that motor. And guess what? Janitor on the other side does. Then the guy in the middle is a really smart, cerebral player. It's a perfect line for them. Got to give credit for Ken Hall, and then to get those three, and then obviously the usage by Knobloch. But yeah, he is going. His motor's going, and this is the guy they wanted from the beginning of the year. But unfortunately, it took him that long to get his legs going with that injury. So yeah, pretty crazy. All right, Zoop, thanks. That was Ask Us Anything. I really appreciate always the comments. Again, if you're on the YouTube stream, hit the thumbs up button. Tell a friend. We love that you know, you feel like we're worthy of passing on to your buddies. Let's get to the gem of the day brought to you by Play Alberta. Make a deposit with your promo code GYB50 to snag a $50 free sports bet with your next deposit. Get ready for unbeatable promotions throughout the finals with 10-plus odds boosts on every Oilers playoff game. Score a chance to win amazing prizes like season seats for the 2024 seasons or five pairs of seats to separate Oilers games for 2024-2025 season just by making a bet on Oilers playoff game, playalberta.ca. Bonus terms and conditions apply. All right, I'll tell you my gem of the day. I heard it today. Zadorov is looking at a contract for $6 million per year.
I heard that, yeah.
Wow. I like Zadorov a lot, but six sheets a year, and I'm guessing that'll be like 4, 5, 6 years somewhere in there.
I thought it was six by six. Yeah,
that is a massive amount of cash for a guy that I think ultimately is at best a 4 or 5 defenseman. So maybe that's the price, and he's a unique player. I won't deny him that, Zeus, but that to me was a. I heard that. I read it today. I said it was a complete gem. I knew it was going to be coming down tonight.
You know, it's a gem for him, that's for sure, if that turns out to be true.
Yeah, if you get it, congrats.
Buy a couple gems, yeah.
So good, so good. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow night after the game, win or lose. thumbs up. I think they got to win tomorrow night. They're gonna go down fighting, whatever it is. Zub, any final thoughts before we cast off here?
No, I said before, I feel like in the comeback, that it's that game four and game five, those are almost the hardest games to win. You got to get over the mentality being down 0-3, and then you got to go in their barn and win one. And then once it's 3-2, it's not that those games are any easier, but no one's doubting you anymore. You might be able to pull it off. So fingers crossed for some entertainment and a good outcome tomorrow night.
Can't wait. That's what we want, entertainment. I cannot imagine what that rink would be like Friday night back here in Edmonton. It'd be crazy. The city would be busted. Okay, Zoops, thanks for this. Check out, find all the different places you can get this on our platforms. Tell a friend, hit the like button. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you after the game tomorrow night. Good night, Oilers fans.
Good night.